This optimism coming in at about, I don't know, about 8:15 or so. We get plenty of time tonight, so that's good. But I'm going to play some music first. This is new stuff by a band called The Dwarfs.
Well, my heart's been palpitating since you said you had to go. And I claimed I understood it, but the truth is I don't know. That I had done, you know you'll always be the one. How come they got us on the run?
Why must they change you? Why do they blame you?
They wanna claim you, wanna tame you.
Why do they change us? Why must they shame us?
No, they can't defame us, and I will not blame us. We will dare, and we're not running scared. We're the answer to all.
Well, they say that it's for justice and they say that it's for right, but it feels like empty words they're slinging only just for spite. Now the pressure's getting to us, and it just feels so foolish, like the world is all against us, circumstances gonna end us.
Must they change you? Why do they blame you?
They wanna claim you, wanna tame you.
Why do they change us? Why must they tame us?
No, they can't defame us, and I will not blame us.
We will dare, and we're not running scared. We're the answer to all of our prayers. And we fit so right, like a hand to a glove. Don't let them cancel our love. Don't let them cancel our love.
All right, as I said, that was The Dwarves, a new single by them called We Will Dare off the concept album. Actually, that came out in 2023. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I should say this is Rising with Sky by WMFO in Medford, and here till 10 o'clock tonight. All right, here is some more music. This is the Death Valley Girls.
You know. comes a time when you look up to the sky and ask why do my favorite songs always make me cry. And am I losing my sanity, I've nothing to lose, so please let me be. I got up from grip and strong roots like a tree. Like a thief, there comes a time to release the cord of self and with confidence declare your state of perfect mental health. Never doubting my sanity, nothing to lose. So please let me be. My life is a song, a sharp melody.
back in touch, and it's a pretty good feeling. Yeah, it feels pretty good. I get a lot of double takes when I'm coming around the corners, and it's mostly pretty nice. Yeah, it's mostly pretty alright, cause most kids give me credit for being down with it when it was back in the day, back when things were way different, when the youth of today and the early 7 seconds taught me some of life's most valuable lessons. Time when the scene will seem less sunny, it'll probably get druggy and the kids will seem too skinny. There's gonna come a time when she's gonna have to go with whoever's gonna get her the highest. There's gonna come a time when the true scene leaders forget where they differ and get big picture, cause the kids at the shows, they'll have kids of their own. The sing-along songs will be our scriptures. We gotta stay positive. We gotta stay positive. We gotta stay positive. When the chaperone crowned us the king and the queen, I knew that we'd arrived at a unified scene, and all those little lambs from my dreams, well, they were there too. Cause it's one thing to start it with a positive jam, and it's another thing to see it all through. And we couldn't have even done this if it wasn't for you.
right, I played a lot of stuff there. Let me get some of it, what I played for you. Start out with the Dwarves band that have a song called We Will Dare. Death Valley Girls with Islands in the Sky. Family Township, Like Hell. The Bouncing Souls, True Believer Radio. You just heard the Hold Steady with Stay Positive. And the Coat Hangers with Bimbo. I'm here with Brittany from Senseless Optimism. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Brittany came on, I don't know, it's probably like 2 years ago now, maybe less than that. But she had a lot of car trouble, flat tire, and the show was 8 to 9 at the time, and AAA was a little late getting there, and Brittany was like, I don't know, they're a little late, should I still come on? And I was like, yeah, if you're close enough, and she was nice enough to get here at like 9 minutes of 9. So we had like... Right, we had like a 6-minute speed round of questions. So some of these might be repeats, but we'll have more than 2 minutes to talk about it. I played Why while we were coming on up. That was one of your earlier singles, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little bit what that was about.
So a lot of these songs come from a deep place. That one was long way into the past. I was dating somebody who wanted to get married, woo, and then changed his mind all of a sudden and then disappeared. So that was the song.
Yeah.
Why?
A lot of what people write about is personal experiences and relationships and things like that. Yeah, that's how it seems to go. But a little bit about your background. How long have you been at this? Did you go to school for music? Was it in the family?
None of both of those questions.
None of those. So how did it come about?
Well, I will say I have an uncle who raps casually, and I have another uncle who rapped when he was 18. So I do have that, but no, it doesn't really run in the family.
It wasn't like in the household when you were growing up, 8 years old, the music was always playing and all that.
Well, I had that, but it's just my parents love to listen to music, and especially my dad really appreciates good music. But neither are musicians or singers of any kind.
Uh-huh.
It's just a calling. I just started doing it and playing drums first. Convincing my parents to get me a kit through creating a kit out of boxes and a deflated basketball.
Were you very young at this age?
I was like 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you were like a toddler. Yeah.
I used, what's it called, those spoons, those kitchen utensils to hit on pots and stuff.
Whatever you could bang.
Pretty much, in the PG version when I was a kid, but yes.
Right.
Yeah. Dirty Minds here.
That's another show. That's an.
Doom, 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 patak.
But I saw that you, but you play a few instruments, right?
I do, yeah. Drums, as I mentioned before, bass, guitar, and then I sing are the main ones.
Like, I see the Instagram posts and you're playing everything. I'm like, can she really play all those things? But apparently you can. Drums, bass, guitar. No keyboards?
Keyboards are hard. It's really... I tried to learn... I did successfully, I would say, learn the intro to Light My Fire by the Doors.
Wow.
Yeah. And then that's it.
If you're going to get something down, that's a good one to get down.
It is. So I can BS the keys a little bit, but... I wouldn't say I'm a keyboard player.
No. Did you just like that song, Light My Fire?
Yeah, I love the Doors.
Yeah, Jim Morrison was ahead of his time. He was doing, we can't swear because I'm on, I should, yeah, we. But he was doing stuff before, like, did it nowadays is done, and he was doing it back in the 60s or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was ahead of his time in being a train wreck, I guess, but still somewhat ahead of his time, you know? I think the Doors are kind of underappreciated sometimes.
They are. I think it's just overshadowed by Jim Morrison and his antics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, antics are... Now I would be like, oh, isn't that cool? Back then it was like, ooh, what's the matter with this guy? But they're all doing things of that nature now that he used to do on stage.
Exactly.
Senseless Optimism. Where'd you get the name?
Basically, it's just... How can I phrase this? it didn't necessarily come just like Sense of Optimism is what I view the project as. I just looked at it in a sense of what is my ultimate goal as a musician, which is to make people who feel, you know, depressed or sad mm-hmm. or feel like they have a hard time relating to other people.
Yeah.
Find a sense of optimism, even though it doesn't necessarily feel like that in the moment. So, Sense of Optimism.
Trying to lift things, lift people, right?
Yes.
And does the, has the band been the same unit throughout, or is it morphed over time, or?
Definitely morphed. it's a question that brings a tear to my eye, given what we were talking about earlier.
And we got no handkerchiefs here.
Yeah, it's fine. I have a lovely band now, morphed over time, but has been steady for at least a year, maybe like a year and a half. Kevin, who's an awesome drummer, is able to take the drum parts that I would create, but definitely elaborate further on them and bring a tighter mm-hmm. feel. You know, I've been compared to Ringo, not Ringo, but Ringo-esque. And he has more of like a, you know, mechanical drumming style, which is a lot more necessary, especially with live.
Yeah.
He's really good at keeping time. Have an awesome bass player named Max, who actually is going to UMass Lowell's music school. And he's one of the best bass players I've ever seen. I'm still learning from him to this day. and then I have a lead guitarist named Mike, who's really bluesy, very stylistic. And we constantly are bouncing off each other. So really good group of guys that I have as a live band this moment.
Yeah, I've seen you a few times. Yeah. Great, great live act. How long have you been making music? A few years anyway, right?
Under this project, yeah. I would say starting 3 years now.
3 years, roughly. 3 years. Was there a project prior to this?
Yeah. Yes. In college, I started this project called the Seawolves.
Oh.
It was a little band. It was like jazz punk is what the genre was. But then the pandemic came.
And that's an interesting mix, jazz punk.
Yeah, I
like
jazz
that. Yeah, I like that. It's a weird mix, but I like stuff that's a little off center. Oh, that was like pre-pandemic, right around pandemic times.
Yes, we ended at the during the pandemic because of obvious reasons. So I was like, either I'd stop doing music or just wait for this pandemic to actually end in 2 weeks. So or I just do something I'm scared to do, which is go solo, and I did that. So
yeah, where'd you go to school?
UMass Lowell.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play a couple off of It Gets Better.
Mm.
That EP, and there's only been, am I right? There's been like what, two EPs and a bunch of singles.
Pretty much.
But this is my favorite song by you. I'm gonna play a couple, and then we'll get back and we'll talk a bit more.
Sure.
Senseless Optimism.
When you play these games that I can't see, then you call my name late at night. I can't breathe. So then you call my number just to pretend. Well, the morning comes and you decide to leave me behind. You leave me behind. You leave me behind.
someone's waiting for you. And now I stand in the corner as you're headed off, and you see.
There you have it. That was Hater off of It Gets Better. First song was Leave You Behind off the It Gets Better EP. A little about that EP. Where was it done and all that?
Yes. So that was done at Henley Rolls Studios with Dan Nicklin, who is an amazing producer out here, lives in Stoneham, or the studio's in Stoneham. Both.
Oh, I didn't know it was in Stoneham. Is it at his house, like?
Yeah.
Oh, it
yeah.
is.
But the thing is, he rented out this like 4-car garage, so it's not actually a garage anymore. Pretty much, it's just, you know, a studio like mixing room and then a live room, and it's a really big live room, and that's kind of where, you know, we recorded this before I had my current band, and so they are just like his group of friends who worked as like a studio band at the time, which was very awesome, and as you could tell, they're amazing musicians.
Yeah, sounded great.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the story.
And I imagine you write all the lyrics for your stuff.
I do. I write the lyrics and I write the guitar parts, at the very least. Yeah.
And do other people fill in and give you ideas, or do you, like, so the drums and any bass and any other accompanying instruments, does that just come along as it goes? Do you have in your head, you have an idea of what you want those other players to do, so to speak?
I'll answer this question like this. Yeah. I'm a strong believer in, well, Led Zeppelin. I'll give an example of Led Zeppelin. The thing that makes Led Zeppelin beautiful. Also, Black Sabbath works for this. Really, any of my favorite bands that are from the 70s. Is that each instrument is doing something completely different that resonates with that individual player. And so I'm never one, even with the live band, to be like, hey, I want it to be done exactly like this. I let them create whatever.
Yeah, you give them liberty to...
Yes. Because I want it to be a collaboration in that respect.
Yeah.
And so, as long as it sounds good to me, we're good to go.
Yeah. It all sounds good. Do you enjoy the video process?
For like music videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I've flexed that muscle after doing tons of music videos.
It almost seems like a lot of local bands bang videos out. And I'm like, they must not be all that expensive to put together, because I'm like, everyone's putting videos out. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it like runs a gamut like everything else. I guess it depends on what you want it to be.
Absolutely, I agree. I think music videos can be really expensive, $10K right. plus, or you could just do it for $20, you know, or free, you know.
But if the $20 guy knows what he's doing, it'll probably look and sound great.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, everyone has their... Music videos are a contentious point in this day and age when people talk about industry stuff, because people are like, music videos aren't important. Content is. So.
Well, you lost me there. Aren't music videos content or no? Are
they, yes, but like, you can't put a full music video. I mean, you can, but it's
you
gotta not
put
gonna
out
be good.
Snippets.
You gotta put out snippets.
Oh my God. That's the TikTok, Instagram thing craze.
It is. But I still think that music videos are important and have their place. You just have to be very tactical with which song you do and things like that.
When I was a youngin', I used to hate videos because I thought that it put like an idea in your head of what a song is, and I'm like, I want it to be whatever I, you know, back... I'm an old guy, so it was just radio, you know? I mean, MTV came along and obviously videos, but... I used to like just hearing a song and having my own thoughts of what it's about, rather than... And sometimes you get associated with the video more so than the song.
Yeah.
Which I guess is fine. It's just a quirky thing that I did. I mean, I've grown to accept them now.
No, I definitely
you know
get
I'm
it.
Saying? Like, sometimes I'm like, I want to have my own thoughts about this song.
I completely agree. I mean, there's artists to this day, even on the ride here that I was listening to, that I've never seen. Outside of a picture of them on Spotify, I have not seen any video of them. Nothing like that. I just enjoy the music as it is. And music should be good enough to be able to enjoy it as it is.
Right.
It's just...
Yeah,
this day and
it's
age,
what
so
they
much
do.
Pressure.
It has to... Yeah.
You don't have to, but like...
No. But everyone does it. Everyone does it.
Yeah.
And we are moving, but we're going to play songs first. Someone else I had on, I forget who it was... I didn't know they were moving, and they were on my show, and they were like, "Yeah, we're leaving Boston next week." I'm like, "Oh, really?" Like, well, I forget who it was now, but I'm gonna play some songs, and then we'll talk about your leaving. But this is Lost in My Mind.
Woo!
Lost my mind in yours, trying to figure it out. You're so self-assured, but I'm still stuck in my heart. I wish you knew how you make me feel. too long lately. Been talking for so long, but I see the light, and it's so lonely, 'cause you act so coldly, and it's so hard to forget our star.
Right, that was I'll Be Good and It's You. The latest singles, Got Lost My Mind, thrown in there as well. I'm here with Brittany from Senseless Optimism. Just a reminder, I'm here till 10 o'clock tonight, 2 hours. So stay tuned, because in the second hour, I always do a top 10 list. I did the top 10, and this is full releases, not singles. Either EPs or full releases. I did the top 10 local last week. This week I'll be doing some national bands. A lot of them, as you might expect, are a bit below the radar. So stay tuned for that. But there you go. Those are the latest singles, right?
Yeah.
And I love both of those. I love all of your stuff. But the two we just played, I'm sure, have some sort of a personal tie to what you write about.
Correct. The second one's a lot more happy, though, than normal. My normal tunes, which is ironic.
Sometimes you gotta play happy, right?
Oh, totally. Most definitely. Happy is the way to go.
Did you ever think about putting out like a big 5-6 song release?
Yeah, I mean,
is that something down the road?
I would like to do that. I was planning on doing that this year. But it's like this analogy about the lady in the red dress. right?
You gotta tell me about that one.
Yes. I don't know that one. Essentially, you can be doing what you're doing and things are going well. And there's this beautiful lady in the red dress, okay? And she's walking, and I'm boring and straight, so I don't exactly know what would go on in one's mind when they see that red dress. But one can imagine that it would be...
I'm trying.
That you're, like, so fascinated, and you want to get to know this lady in the red dress, and you want to take her home, all right? The red dress is the opportunity. So an opportunity comes, and you're like, oh my God, this is so amazing. I want to get to know this opportunity. And it distracts you from what you're already doing. So that's basically what happened. These songs did really well, which is great. And they brought people in, which is awesome. But it kind of slowed me down a little bit. So lesson for 2024.
Yeah.
Keep my eyes focused on the road.
Can we, should we talk about what's happening this week with you? Oh, we don't have to.
I don't care. It's fine. We can talk about whatever.
Okay, people. Brittany's moving.
Yes, I am moving. That is correct.
But as we discussed off air, it's a good step to try to advance things, right? For lack of a better word.
That's the goal. You know, I am moving to New York for music and to see how far that can go there. So hopefully it does go further than where it is now.
Well, I give you credit because it's not easy to do such a thing, to kind of move from what you know and where you've been successful. And it's almost be kind of exciting. And a little bit kind of like, you must be a little nervous, excitement, all those things mixed in about it.
Yeah. And I think with moving, so a little bit about me, I've never rented an apartment before. So I'm going through this whole process, trying to improve my credit score, just trying to, this is a lot of work, you know. Yeah. And I did, don't get me wrong, I got some things deleted, everything was great. But... just that was a whole process to even get the place, and then, you know, visiting and touring places, and then waiting, okay, I'll wait.
Yeah.
And then somebody else was like, oh my God, this is an amazing apartment, and we just signed a lease. We apply without seeing it and then sign the lease.
Sight unseen.
But then after that, when we signed the lease, we were there in the apartment, so we saw it then. And then we move. So that was, you know, it's just an interesting process and a lot of money.
When did you decide to do this? Was it spur of the moment, or did you mull it over for months and months?
So I knew for a while that I probably was going to have to move at some point. Did I have a specific time in mind? No.
Yeah.
I did grow up moving every 2 to 4 years, so I've been here for 7, which is long.
That's a lifetime.
That's a lifetime. It's a whole... family.
Yeah.
Of time. So I was like, you know, but I think what onset it, I think, was like right before I released Lost My Mind. I was like, okay, I need to get something new. I need a fresh start.
You're on the verge of losing your mind.
Yeah.
You're right, Lost Your Mind.
Literally. So that's how it started. I needed to get a job, so I got a job.
Helpful.
Saved up money. Now we're moving on and up, so, well, I don't know if it's up, but we're moving up.
Yeah. And you send me your music, and it'll still get played here, I can guarantee you that.
Thank you. I'm working on music right now, actually. I've been underground, hiding out, trying to get everything set up at this apartment, learning from my mistakes from this year, example, Lady of the Red Dress, which honestly I don't regret following that lady, but now I know in the future that I should just focus on what I'm doing and those people, that lady, she should follow me. That's it. Learning from my mistakes, saying, okay, this worked, this didn't work, and then writing music that, you know, would hopefully work, different release ideas and things like that. So
obviously you don't have, your band isn't up there, so you're gonna have to pull new people in, which shouldn't be a problem for you.
No, I don't know. You know, I am going there with the goal of getting a place to feel like home.
Hmm.
And then everything else is up in the air. I have
see
no
what
clue.
Happens. Yeah.
I have no. I learned from my experiences moving that you really can't plan. All you can do is what can I learn from myself and what can I do better, and then that's that. I have no idea. I mean, that's not true. I have an idea as to where to start. So like I know which shows to go to. I've already bought tickets to one of them, where I'm gonna move and start networking. But in terms of how long it'll take me to create a band, whether it's gonna be easy or difficult, I would like to assume it's gonna be easy, but you don't really know, so
I think you'll find your way, with or without the band, at the outset.
Yeah.
I think you'll be okay either way. Anything else you want to throw in there? I think we covered it all. We dropped a big nugget on everybody.
Yeah, I haven't even announced this.
No, you didn't.
For the general public on my page, I'll announce it. I've been doing little sneak peeks.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, you know, I was in New York and giving the views.
I don't think I saw much. I had no idea. I had no idea till I asked you to come on. And I'm glad I did then. If I waited another week, the ship would have sailed. Right? I mean,
I would have been gone.
Because it was years ago. Well, probably not years ago. I forget when it was. Probably a year ago,
yeah,
that you were on prior. And since then, I've been like, I don't know. But, you know, I've had a lot of people on. Things fill up. You know, I said, I got to get her back in there. So I'm glad I did when I did. Right?
You're probably my last interview.
Well, unless you want tomorrow.
No, I don't. I don't have any other interviews until I leave. So
this is it. This is it. I gotta archive this thing. Rennie's last. You're here. I might as well play one more. I'm gonna play Done.
Sure. Go
appropriate.
Ahead.
I'm playing Done, and I'll let you come back one more time and say bye, and then I'll let you out. Cause you know, hey, you're out of here after this, so.
Sure.
We're playing Done.
Well, I know there's nowhere left to go. And I know I've been smoking on the street for way too long. It's been far, but I'm done. I'm done. To go, left to go, and I know.